That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Prospects of a victory for the Pine Ridge Possums and their new football coach were considerably lessened yesterday when it was learned that the Possum star, Frog Dixon, was transferring to Odin and thus would be playing against the Possums in Friday's game with the Odin Owls. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, many times, friends, we hear the old folks talk about life in the gay 90s. But sometimes life in the present-day 40s is pretty gay, too. What with late hours, overeating, and overindulging in general, you may be in for trouble almost any time. Well, when that happens to you, and a touch of acid indigestion comes along to make you mighty uncomfortable, just call on Alka-Seltzer for quick, satisfying relief. You see, Alka-Seltzer can help you feel better in two ways. First, it helps settle that upset, jittery feeling in your stomach, and second, it helps reduce excess gastric acidity. Yes, when a good time leads you into overeating and otherwise overindulging, get a package of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist. You'll like its quick, satisfying relief for a touch of acid indigestion. So don't delay. Get it today. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store. Coach Edwards is talking on the telephone.
Yeah, well, keep trying, Squire, because we've just got to study up some way to buy new equipment for that team. Them boys can't go on playing in them outfits they got now.
You better do something about your outfit, too.
Well, I wish you would, Squire. They need the stuff bad. Ain't a one of them's got decent shoulder paddings. Then playing in them overhauls, too, ain't helping none.
Little shoulder padding wouldn't hurt him, none.
All right, do your best, Squire.
Chest padding.
Fine, fine. All right, goodbye. Well, I'll see you later, Abner.
Well, hey, wait a minute, Lum. You can't leave now. Special not with them clothes on.
Well, I've got to leave. Got to get over there to football practice.
Well, law me, you was over there all this morning.
I know it, but I've got to get to the boys in shape for that Odin game. I'm having a terrible time trying to find somebody to take Frog Dixon's place. When I lost him, I lost most of my football teams, what I done.
Well,
I'll see you along about 6 o'clock.
Well, now, just a minute now, Lum. Let me talk to you just a minute. I can't handle all this work around here by myself. Just look at all them grocery orders that's piled up over there.
Well, do the best you can, Abner. The Possums are waiting for me. Going to run through a stiff skirmish.
Now, Lum, you ain't going out in them clothes, are you?
I don't know why not. Get the phone there, Abner.
All right. Dad, blame it all. Anyway, work, work, work. I'm going out and live with the Possums and not the kind of play football. Hello. Jot'em Down store, Abner Peabody, or what's left of him doing a talking. Oh, what is it now, Miss Pomeroy? No, I don't believe I've even got your order put up yet. I know it, but I've got a whole lot ahead of yours. Well, I'm doing the best I can. Listen, Miss Pomeroy, I don't even know when I can deliver the orders I got put up now, much less
hey,
yours.
Did you see a lot? Oh, excuse me.
Well, all right, trade somewhere else in. I don't care. Fact is, I wish you would. That's just fine with me.
Who's that, Abner?
All right, go ahead, tell your friends. You got any? Goodbye, old battle.
That's telling them, Abner. Who was it?
Oh, Miss Pomeroy.
Oh, her.
Law me, Grandpap, I can't put up these grocery orders and make the delivers and run the store all at the same time. What do they think I am, anyway, an octopus?
I don't know. What'd she say?
That long. Since he's taken up being football coach, I can't get no work out of him at all.
That reminds me, did you see him when he left out of here just now?
Yeah, I seen him.
Has that man lost his reasoning?
Huh?
He'll get run in sure as the world. He forgot his britches.
He never forgot them.
You mean he went out that way on a purpose? He's addled.
I won't argue with you about him being
addled. Or to be bored for the simple.
Well, he never forgot his britches. That's his coaching outfit he's got on.
Coaching outfit?
Well, that's what he calls
it. Why, he's running around in his long underwear.
No, that's a sweatshirt and some sweatpants he's got on. I believe that's what he called them. He wears them over his long underwear. Sort of long underwear, two pair of pants, you might call it, I reckon.
If you want my opinions, I think he still looks like he forgot his breeches.
Well, I think so, too, but you can't tell that lum nothing. Maybe he wants to scare the boys and make them run faster. Them sweat breeches fit him like a sock on a Dominica rooster.
Oh, them skinny legs of his and them knees popped out there look like ropes with knots tied in them.
Yeah, he's a sight for sore eyes.
What was that he's wearing on his head there?
That was Cedric's baseball cap. He says all coaches are supposed to wear them. I don't know why you'd wear a baseball cap when you're coaching football, but...
I don't neither.
That's Lum's right, isn't it?
I believe he's mixed up on what he's teaching over there.
Well, ain't no doubt in my mind what he's mixed up on everything. You seen what he had hanging around his neck there.
Yeah, I seen that. That's a fidgety bag, weren't it?
No, it wasn't.
Well, no wonder he's sick running around without no clothes on.
Grandpap, that was a whistle he's got around his neck there.
Whistle? Is that good for a pneumonia suit?
I don't know. Football whistle's what he said it was. I never heard one of them whistle, but that's what he called it. For a little time...
It wouldn't come if he was to whistle.
Too. I know it. That's what I've been telling him. He's been sitting around here all day practicing blowing on that whistle. I've been looking at expecting 4 or 5 footballs to come bouncing in the door, but it never happened.
Don't see none around nowhere.
He might, and I drove me crazy. He's worse than Cedric with his bird whistles, I'll say that fine. Question for a football. That's the silliest thing I ever seen.
Well, he's going to have to do more than blow that whistle if he expects to win that game with Odin Friday. I'll tell him that right here and now.
Oh, you're right. Ain't no doubt about that. Now that Frog Dixon moved over there to Odin, he's going to play again us instead of for us. Well... Pine Ridge ain't got a chance, I don't believe.
Not a chance in the world.
And, to be honest, I'm getting where I don't much care if the Possums win or lose.
Don't care?
The way the work's piling up on me here, Grandpap, I'm losing interest in everything. Just look at all them orders stacked up over there on the counter. I never will get all them things delivered.
Well, why don't you hire somebody to help you?
Well, just about what I'll have to do, it looks like.
Yeah, I would if I do. I wouldn't break my back trying to do two man's work.
Yeah, doggies, you're right. I don't know who I could hire, though. Cedric's busy with his schoolwork.
Oh, the order.